Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, brought to you by Discount Gold and Silver Trading. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with my co-host, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events for Monday, April 17th, 2023. One more day till tax day. Hello, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How you doing?
I'm doing great, thanks.
Glad to hear that. Yeah. Glad to hear that. And tax day, you're right. It's almost tax day. I'm so excited.
Oh, I know, I know, I know. Oh boy.
I look forward every year to have to file paperwork on taxes and look forward every year to have to pay my property taxes. And I just look forward. That's so much fun.
I know. And, you know, I always ask them, can I get more?
Exactly. I mean, you may give blood next year, too. You know, I mean, whatever. They don't want to laugh about that, but it really is disgusting. They won't get it. That's a whole different topic. You go ahead.
I know. Don't get me started on that one. Or we'll have a different type of a show today.
You might teach you some new words. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. Or some old ones that you just haven't heard for a while. Anyway, well, a little pressure on gold today, but no biggie. We're still that, hovering around the 2000 mark. If we do the gold COMEX number, we're looking at 2008. There is a little bit of a difference from the New York spot price that's hovering around 2000, but the gold COMEX today was 2008. The silver COMEX for silver pricing was 2512, and we're looking at platinum up 4 at 1,060, palladium up 53 at 1,642. The USDX today was stronger by 0.55. Now we're at 102.09, and crude oil was down a buck and a half at 80.93. And the paper markets today, you know, the Dow up 100 points, 33,987. S&P was up 13 points, 4,151. The NASDAQ was up 34, 12,157. European markets, FTSE was the only one that was positive, and it barely made it into the green territory. All the Asian markets were strong. 10-year yield, 3.59. That was higher by 0.06. And let's take a peek. Natural gas was the only one up of the oils, so 2.28, and that was up 8%. 8% on natural gas, 2.286. And that is pretty much it. It's a typical Monday. There really isn't a whole lot. Some earnings are coming out. But there really isn't. I mean, there's a lot of nasty stuff going on out there. But yet, I guess New York had a strong manufacturing survey. Supposedly, that's why the dollar went a little bit stronger today. In fact, the New York State factory activity in April increased for the first time in 5 months. So that helped to bolster expectations that the Federal Reserve is still going to raise interest rates in May. Well, they're going to anyway. I don't care what the New York State factory activity says. They're still going to do it. But we did see the Empire State Manufacturing Index shot to 10.8 from negative 24.6. What I want to know is what happened in that period of time that made it jump that much. That's what I want to know. New orders index rose 47 points to 25.1. Shipments index added 37 points. This is the best reading since last July with a big jump in orders. But they really don't go into detail as far as why that. What are they manufacturing that made it jump that high?
Hamburgers.
Hamburger, hamburger, hamburger. That's about it, Butch.
You know, the news, you're right. Financial news, I have some financial news here I'm going to share. One of them is my first article I'm covering in a minute. It's interesting. It's called the IMF had just unveiled a new global currency known as the Universal Monetary Unit, UMU, that's supposed to revolutionize the world economy. I'm going to share this. Michael Snyder, the Economic Collapse blog. I'm going to share it in a minute. But I just got an ad in the mail today. I had to share this. I read this. And you look at the picture, it shows the St. Gaudens double eagle pure gold coin, and it says an exclusive 0.999% pure gold coin celebrating the most expensive coin in history, 1933 St. Gaudens double eagle pure gold commemorative coin. Sounds great. And it says that and its regular price is $149.95, but I can get it for $39.95 on special. But there's only 9,999 released worldwide. So I got to get it quick. But here's what I get for $39.95. And the regular price on my email is $149.95. So I'm getting a big savings here. Yeah, $110 savings here. Now listen, when I order this, it comes in a case presented in a sleek acrylic display case, specially designed to allow both sides of the coin to be viewed while protecting from wear. It's 40 millimeters in diameter, 1.6 inches. Strictly limited. Availability exclusively from American Mint. American Mint's the one that sells it. Now, here it is. For $39.95, I get a 24-karat gold coin that's 1/200th of an ounce. Wow, what a deal. 1/200th of an ounce of solid 24-karat gold for $40. I do believe I could beat that somewhere else, Millie. What do you think?
Well, I think you could, too.
I mean, I read this, and I looked up. I knew that'd be a gimme because it showed the picture of the St. Gaudens coin, which it's worth a lot more than $39.95. But I looked up, I thought, what is this? And I read it over, and I thought, how many people will fall for this? Because this is a beautiful picture of a beautiful coin. It really is. It comes in a little carrying case. It's 1/200th of an ounce. For $40. And that's a special deal now, mind you. I get it just for that if I respond in the next 10 days. So I just thought I'd share with the listeners, if you want to go to American Mint LLC, you can buy this coin for $40 and get 1/200th of an ounce of gold for $40. I just want to share that, Mel. These guys make some bucks. You know that.
Well, you know, that's not the coin. What they want people to do, and they'll get people to call, and then they're going to add something else to it that they'll just take them to the cleaners. They'll say, you know, we sold out of that, but I've got this other coin that is nicer, is better, it'll perform better, it's not that much more expensive, and we can do this. And do you have a credit card? Yeah, we can put it on the credit card for it. I mean, it's and that's how they do it. You know, the You know, that's not even a loss leader. I can't even call that as a loss leader. That's just a lie leader.
$40 for 2 and a half ounce. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'll sell you gold for that.
Yeah, yeah, I hear you.
I mean, this is. But folks, be careful. And I mean that sincerely. I mean sincerely. I talked to my son yesterday. He's trying to understand a few things about metals, and he doesn't know very much at all. A lot less than I do, which is saying quite a bit. I don't know much myself, but. And you got to be so careful because these things look so attractive. It's only $40, Dad. It's gold. It's 200th of an ounce of gold. Think about this. And as you mentioned earlier, when we came out with the gold dollar, remember that? You mentioned
the Sacagawea that was gold colored.
Yeah. I mean, you can get a gold dollar now. But I told people this, but it's not really gold. It's gold colored. And it took them a while to understand that it's just a piece of a metal spray yellow. I mean, what's the point? But some people just don't catch that. They call it just looks like gold. It is gold. Or they look something like this right here. You get 2 1/2 an ounce for $40 and think it's a good deal. Folks, be careful, please. That's why I recommend Melody Seastrom very much. I recommend her because she'll tell you the truth. Go ahead, Melody.
Yeah, and like you'd think that Walmart would really be selling gold coins, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
I can buy a roll of them. Okay. There were some things, you know, David's Bridal. If you are young and been married, you probably heard of David's Bridal. They're going to sell a company, lay off more than 9,000 employees nationwide.
Yes.
And they're talking about now a retail apocalypse. We've been talking about a retail apocalypse for a while. You're seeing in the next 5 years, they're looking that 50,000 stores will shutter. 50,000 stores will shutter in the next 5 years.
50,000.
And that number could go up to 90,000 if the economy goes into a prolonged recession. It's a lot of businesses.
A lot of jobs. It's amazing. Oh. It's so sad. And I'm going to share with you too. Go ahead.
This is my pet peeve article for the day. California utilities seek to charge people based on income. Do you have that one?
Yeah, I got that one. Yes, I did. Save that one for
either first or last.
Okay. Well, I got it here somewhere in the stack. Okay. If you want, I'll start with that. Let's find it here. I got it here in the stack. Just give me a second. I just got to dig it out here. I got it all figured out. I already had it in order.
Well,
here it is.
Wait.
Here it is.
You can wait.
I got it. I'm gonna do what the boss says. I mean, you know. Anyway.
Well, this who's Todd didn't say anything.
Okay. California power companies roll out fixed rate bill proposal. Folks, now listen to this. Well, I'll read it, then I'll just explain. If you earn more, you pay more. That's always fair. Yeah, it's always fair. You work harder, you make more money, you're going to charge you more for power. Now, your neighbor will pay less because he makes less, but you're going to pay more. That's always fair, you know, it really is. He uses just as much power as you do, but you're going to pay less. Ain't that wonderful? And you'll pay the difference. Don't worry, you'll pay the difference for him. That's almost like taxes. It's the same idea as being taxed. Anyway, now I got started already. See, you started this. I was going to be calling.
Oh, I know. Well, take it away because I'm getting fired up, too.
I mean, this is like taxing the people because they're working harder. Or did something different in life. And folks, I'm not picking on poor people. I mean, I really am not at all. But it's not fair that they use the same amount of electricity you do, that you pay for it. That's the basic idea behind sweeping changes proposed by California's three largest power companies that will impact your electricity bill. Southern California Edison, Pacific Gas Electric, and San Diego Gas Electric submitted a joint proposal to the state's Public Utilities Commission last week that outlines a new rate structure. It follows last year's passage of Assembly Bill 205, which requires a fixed rate and generally simpler power bills. Under the proposal, a household will see a fixed rate covering basic electricity services and the utility company's operating costs on a scale based on their household income. Households with an annual income of $28,000 to $69,000 will pay $20 a month in Edison territory, $34 a month in SDG&E and territory, and $30 a month in PG&E territory. Households earning from $69,000 to $180,000 will pay $51 a month in Edison and PG&E, territories and $73 a month in SDG&E. Those above $180,000 pay $85 a month in S and territory, $128 a month in SDG&E, and $92 a month in PG&E. Now, that's not a month for total power bill. That's units. And the point I'm trying to make is this. It's welfare. And believe me, it's being paid for. They're not giving anybody a break here. Oh, they give the ones, they cut the ones that maybe don't make as much money, but somebody's going to make up the gap, folks. Somebody's going to make up the gap. They're not giving away that electricity for less money. They're going to go in the hole. They're going to charge somebody else more to cover what that person didn't pay. It's like taxes. The more you make, the more you pay. That's always fair. But this is even worse because these people are getting the same electricity, same services, and going to pay less. And you go, and people in California, they're making working hard, making more money, maybe, or not, may not working hard, just make more money, is going to pay the difference. This is not any kind of freebie. Am I right on that, Melody?
Yeah, you know, and a good point is, too, that, you know, California has the, where they're supposed to phase out fossil fuels by, what, 2035. So these power bills, it's going to put more pressure on these companies to increase their energy. The prices are going to skyrocket. And the sad thing about this, most of the people in California think this is a good idea, probably.
Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, we're helping the poor people. What's wrong with that? They can't afford, so we're just helping them out. But yet, you know what? Do you think they're going to be cutting back on their power? Heck no, if they don't have to pay for it. Do you think they're going to cut back? But yet the guy who's making 180 grand or 150 or 100, they're going to have to be cutting back. Of course, these are supposed to be flat fees. But they won't stay flat fees for long. If the lower end is going to be adding and charging more, using more energy. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, are you kidding me? What is wrong with people?
I don't know. It's almost like they have a different, totally different mental setup in their heads and on the West Coast. I mean, not all of them. Obviously, thousands, hundreds of thousands leaving the state. They're tired of it. But the rest of them are staying there. I guess they figure it's okay. I don't understand the reason that, but that's what it is. And it's just total absurdity.
But, I mean, that's what we saw with health care.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
I knew people that was just paying $1 or $40. I actually had someone say to me to my face, well, why don't you want to pay my insurance?
Really?
Yes, to my face. What's wrong with it?
Oh, my.
Why don't you want to help? And then, so we've already been conditioned to accept things like that. And you hear it all the time about various things. How many times do we read an article? Will you read an article? Or somebody reads an article and they have it all broken down in for different communities and different ethnic groups and so forth. Like there's always this poor group that doesn't do as well. Well, that's not my problem. Better yourself. Work harder. Get a better education. Work two jobs. I used to work three jobs when I was, in my 20s. And I went to school. I paid for my school. I didn't go into debt. It's just, and then where do we stop?
That's it. We can't stop.
Food?
Too late. Can't stop.
You're looking at food? What else are you looking at? How else is that going to... Rent, we've already benefit, there's all kinds of benefits for people to get lower rents and so forth. Car, you name it. It's going to be passed on to everything.
I agree.
Why don't we ever go to the beginning and look to what is the problem? It's the same thing with weapons. Okay, I agree. We have an issue. Okay, but your answers isn't going to solve the problem. No one is held accountable. So until people are being held accountable, that's the answer. It's that simple.
I totally agree. Is it break time already?
It is. I told you that one would get us fired up. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
And if you ask me how I'm feeling, don't tell me you're too blind to see. Never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down, never gonna run around and desert you, never gonna make you cry, never gonna say goodbye, never gonna tell a lie and hurt you, never gonna give you up, never gonna let you down.
And it went all through the break. Shoot, we were all fired. We just kept going and going and going. 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. Give us a call. I saw Silver Eagles went up again. Wholesale premiums. They jumped another 75 cents today.
And
it's huge.
Retail is what now?
You're over $40, $41.
I've seen advertised just on site the other day for $46.
Yep.
And up, by the way, up high as 48. I did.
And you know what, Butch? You know the sad thing is, people who buy. I mean, there are some who buy. If they don't have any, they buy them and they do pay that price and so forth. But you know the guy who really gets caught up on these Silver Eagles and pay these are the guy that, especially these online sellers, they serve a purpose. I'm not, you know, now there'd be, I saw, I think it was Atmex. They had a minimum of 250 now because, you know, things were getting tight and they were just too busy. That was telling me that a lot of their orders were under $250. Because they couldn't service those anymore. It takes a lot of time. You know, it takes just as much to serve those, you know,
sure.
those types of orders. So now they stuck on a minimum. And so it's those who can afford it the least are the ones that are paying these huge premiums.
Well, is there a six-week waiting period now?
No.
I've been hearing that backed up along 6 weeks.
That's baloney. That's hogwash.
There you go, folks. I mean,
tell me who.
I'm talking about other programs. They've said this. No, I've heard it.
They're lying. Yeah. My Silver Eagles are live. The worst delay that we have is logistics. The product is there. But, like, if you order a box or two boxes or three boxes or, you know, larger orders, they come from our depository. And those depository service various dealers across the country. So they get these shipping orders and they get backlogged. So it's logistics. The product's there. The only one that has a delay are Canada's, Canadian Maples.
Hmm.
Both their gold, they're 3 weeks out, and their silver maples are 3 weeks out. So by the time, you know, they get them processed, so you're looking 3 to 4 weeks. I always tack on a week just to cover so everybody knows. So, but 3 weeks. The other item that's delayed is 90% silver. That's 2 weeks delayed.
And the reason for that is what?
Well, there's just not that much out there.
Really? Okay, people are keeping it now.
Yeah, people never sell silver.
There you go. Okay.
People never sell silver. And a lot of that 90% was melted down, too. So, but it's still coming. It's still there. It's just 2 weeks delayed, not 6 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that, folks, there's all kinds of sales pitches. Like I coined just read to you about one two-hundredth of an ounce for $40. I think people need to look this stuff and think about it just a minute before they do it.
And you know what? These guys, I don't mean to interrupt here, but these guys who say 6 weeks out, someone went to them and said, well, you know, Melody says, you know, they're live and about a week out maybe. Oh, well, she doesn't sell anything. She doesn't sell enough to... You know, that's what they'll say. She's little. She's a little dealer, so she doesn't, you know. And that's
and
a lie.
Price, and I'm probably going to say her prices are higher, too, because she's a small dealer, so her prices are probably higher.
Who knows?
You know, yeah. I mean, that's, yeah. Yeah, you buy them in bulk, we'll sell it to you cheaper. Sure, yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know, folks. Just be
so
careful.
So if they lie about one thing, they're going to lie about everything.
Be careful. There's shysters out there every day and about everything in the way you make a buck. But back to the article I want to share with you from the IMF. This is interesting and another step, a huge step in the direction of the digital currencies worldwide. The IMF has just unveiled a new global currency known as a UMU, Universal Monetary Unit, is supposed to revolutionize the world's economy. A new global currency just launched, but 99% of the global population has no idea what just happened. The UMU, also known as the Unicoin, is an international central bank digital currency that has been designed to work in conjunction with all existing national currencies. This should set off alarm bells for all of us because the widespread adoption of a new global currency will be a giant step forward for the globalist agenda. The IMF did not create this new currency, but it was unveiled at a major IMF gathering earlier this week. Today, at the International Monetary Fund Spring Meeting 2023, the Digital Currency Monetary Authority, DCMA, announced their official launch of an international central bank digital currency that strengthens the monetary sovereignty of participating central banks and complies with the recent crypto assets policy recommendation proposed by the IMF. Universal Monetary Unit, UMU, symbolizes an ANSI character U, is legally a money commodity, can transact in any legal tender settlement currency, and functions like a CBDC to enforce banking regulation and to protect the financial integrity of the international banking system. As the press release quoted above, above indicates, this new Universal Monetary Unit was created by the Digital Currency Monetary Authority. So who in the world is a Digital Currency Monetary Authority? Honestly, I had no idea until I started research for the article. The press release says that the organization consists of sovereign states, central banks, commercial and retail banks, and other financial institutions. The DCMA is a world leader in the advocacy of digital currency and monetary policy innovations for governments and central banks. Membership within the DCMA consists of sovereign states, central banks, commercial and retail banks, and other financial institutions. Basically, it sounds like a secretive cabal of international banks and national governments in conspiring to push this new currency down our throats. We are being told that the Universal Monetary Unit is a crypto 2.0, and those that create it are hoping that it will be widely adopted by all constituencies in a global economy. The DCMA introduces Universal Monetary Unit as crypto 2.0 because it innovates a new wave of cryptographic technologies for realizing the digital currency public monetary system with a widespread adoption framework encompassing use cases for all constituencies in a global economy. Wow, I said a whole lot just to say that they come out with a brand new digital currency, and it's from a group that the IMF is going back. Okay, folks, the IMF is a pretty huge conglomerate. They supply loans to nations who are going under. They supply loans to them with high interest rates they can't pay back, so they end up taking over the nations. It's happened to every other country in the world. Now, the IMF comes out with a UMU, Universal Monetary Unit, that can be used anywhere. Any comments on that?
No. But you have to remember one thing about all this digital stuff. I'm not sure it's going to work for the domestic. Not yet. Maybe. I don't know. Again, we have to have a catastrophic event for something new to be introduced. But you have to remember, you know, a lot of this crypto stuff is all done on the dark web. It's corrupt. It's money laundering. It's pornography. This is, and I don't understand, Butch. It's kind of like me buying stock for a, you know, for some sort of, some evil satan, you know, if I donate money to a satanic church, it's the same thing. Why would I support that? You know?
I agree.
What do you think governments are going to do when they do push this on? Where do you, you know? Heck, the Pentagon can't find any where they spent almost $1 trillion multiple times. There's no accounting. There's no accountability. I mean, good grief. But they'll know what you're doing.
I totally agree. Total control and surveillance is good for them, not so good for us.
Nope.
Very true. And Burger King franchise, with 118 restaurants, files for bankruptcy after incurring more than $14 million, triggering closures across six states. A Burger King franchise with more than 100 locations nationally will close locations across six states, having reportedly racked up $14 million in debt. Meridian Restaurants Unlimited filed for bankruptcy in March, struggling with rising food costs and poor sales. Court filings previously revealed the company was closing 27 stores in Minnesota, Utah, Montana, Kansas, Nebraska, and North Dakota. The franchisee said it was possible, if not likely, they would be pressed to close more stores as they negotiated rent and operational improvements with landlords. Burger King has had to close stores across the country as owners struggle to negotiate rent and profits fall as food and waste costs soar. Meridian previously sought approval to shut 23 stores at the end of March before putting forward another four for closure in April. The company hoped that the 27 locations will be enough to ensure no more stores need to shut. But Meridian has struggled to bring back customers since the pandemic. There you go, folks, another victim of the pandemic, the plandemic. The company, founded by David Harper 21 years ago in 2002, also faced rising wages for staff and rising food costs, which are ultimately pushed onto the customer. I repeat that, folks. We said this many times. The company, founded by David Harper 21 years ago in 2002, also faced rising wages for staff and rising food costs, which are ultimately always, forever and ever, pushed into the consumer. That's us. Meridian reports to have had more than 2,500 employees. So that means more than 2,500 employees will have to work at McDonald's somewhere. It's closing down 100 or 118 Burger King restaurants. 2,500 jobs going, seniority going. Maybe who knows what went along with that. Maybe 401ks, IRAs, who knows what happened, folks, you lose your job. But they said what the cost always going to the customer, and the customer, I guess, wouldn't come back. So 2,500 people who got higher pay have nothing right now. Any comments, Melody?
Well, you know, I've watched some of those programs where they have somebody go into a restaurant and they'll put some fresh paint on the wall and so forth to try to, you know, because the business was failing and everything. And I just don't understand. I mean, restaurant is hard, hard work. But all yet, to me, you have to have good food. People will pretty much pay, you know, more if it's good. If it's not good, they're not going to pay more. A lot of these restaurants have really bad food. And I think also and we've become accustomed, there's just been so many restaurants out there, you can go anywhere, that they've all had an unending supply of customers for so long, and then you had COVID. And the weak restaurants got closed. And if you're not cleaning up, and they also got, you know, the quality of food got less because they're trying to save money too. They're buying from different folks. The food doesn't have the quality that it used to have. And here you are. You're at the end. Now you've created all this debt that you needed just to survive, and you can't do it anymore. So, you know, good if you have a restaurant owner, good food. Is it that simple, Butch?
A lot of it is. The only thing with the franchises like Burger King and McDonald's, all of them.
You can't change stuff.
No. Anything you buy is the same thing at the next restaurant. Yeah. Nothing changed. That's the situation. Yeah, but you have to wonder why it does well in one town, not well in the other, other than the food.
Cleanliness is one reason. I mean, you go into some of these restaurants, and I wouldn't eat in there. But yeah, you can go in the one, you know, down the street or something, and it's nice and clean and friendly. You get your food right away, and they do what you're supposed to do. So it's management also.
Oh, it is. It truly is. So I don't know. It's sad. I don't care what the reasons are. 2,500 people out of work. You know, and whether they buy to someone themselves, maybe because they demand higher wages, but higher wages are almost forced upon them on the companies in order to keep people there. That's all there was to it. Walmart, Target, and other retailers. Now, I shared this last week. This is some more detail, a little more information I want to share again. Walmart, Target, and other retailers shut their stores due to overwhelming thefts. I hope people let that sink in a minute. They have to close down the stores, and people lose their job because people are stealing from the stores. And the sad part is they're no longer prosecuting people that do steal. We're not going to get all this before the break, but I'll start on. Walmart, Target, Best Buy, and other mega retailers have some shutter stores throughout the U.S. due to an overwhelming uptick in thefts. As Breitbart News reported, reliable retail outlets have begun to make do on their pledge to close stores if crime continues to climb. This last week, Walmart closed as many as 4 stores in the crime ring in Chicago. The simplest explanation is that collectively, our Chicago stores have not been profitable since we opened the first store 17 years ago, Walmart said in a statement. These stores lose tens of millions of dollars a year, and their annual loss is nearly doubled in just the last 5 years. A reporter, John Nolte, put it, left-wing cities and states have been made shoplifting nearly legal. That's right, nearly legal, by letting such criminals off with barely a slap on the wrist. Chicago has one problem, insane voters. We assume that after current Chicago Mayor Lori Lightfoot lost the Democratic primary, the city was also coming to a census. Well, we were wrong. Lightfoot lost the Democratic primary Well, we were wrong. Turns out Lightfoot wasn't radical enough for Chicago voters, so they booted her out and brought in an even more dangerous left-wing radical, Brandon Johnson. He came in office on the promise to raise about $1 billion in taxes on corporations and to ensure even more violent criminals run free. It's unlikely Walmart is worried about taxes or even violent criminals. The problem is that shoplifting has been so all but decriminalized, and these retailers are losing, as you read above, about tens of millions of dollars a year. Melanie, that's really a shame. I mean, they elected somebody in worse than Lightfoot. I didn't think that was possible.
I know.
Are these people totally insane in Chicago, folks? You listen to Chicago. I'm sorry. If you listen to this program, obviously you're on our side. But are your neighbors nuts? Man, think about this, please. I know it's break time.
And think about this, Butch. We're heading into a break. We'll be right back. It's a girl, my lord, in a flatbed Ford, slowing down to take a look at me. Come on, baby, don't say nay. I gotta know if your sweet love is gonna save me. We may lose and we may win, but we will never be here again. So open up.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back. We're heading into the third segment of the program. I'm just going to do this real quick because this advertisement popped up on the page I was on. And I don't know if – am I allowed to say the company name without getting in trouble? They're advertising – and I'm not saying anything bad about the company. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm just giving price quotes. 1 ounce Silvertown Buffalo Silver Bar, $33.09. I can sell 1 ounce silver rounds and have a buffalo on it for $30 some bucks, $30 and some change. So you got a $3 from a bar. This is a bar. So, you know, they're just raping you over the coals. And I wanted to see real quick what their silver eagles would be. I shouldn't say they're raping you over because that's bad news. Please forgive me. I didn't mean that. I get myself in trouble, Butch.
I wouldn't know how. Anyway.
I just wanted to see what their price is. As low, that's a random year. As low as, so that's their cheapest price, $45.29. That's their cheapest price if you're purchasing 1500 plus. If you're buying a roll of 20, 1 to 19 is $47.30.
And that's what again they're selling?
Silver Eagles.
Wow. And you let them go out there for?
40-something, 40, 50, around that area.
Wow.
Well, no, they just went up, so they'd be 41. That's right. I forgot the 75 cents that just went up.
But compared to 48?
So my price would be, where's their silver price? Mine would be 41.10.
Oh, my gosh. Compared to 40. Folks, I don't want to tell you. There you go. More proof. Give her
don't
a call.
Get me in trouble, Butch. Don't get me.
Well,
don't get
it,
me in
I'm
trouble.
Just, we're just telling what it is. I mean, it's a different
I don't
price,
need a lawsuit.
But 800-375-4188 for the best deal anywhere. 800-375-4188.
Right. Thank you. What's next?
Okay. This I like. Disney groomers lost 258 men on woke Lightyear Strange World movie. It cost the degenerates at Disney more than $250 million to try and groom little kids by introducing adult sexuality into the children's films Lightyear and Strange World. Better still, no movie lost more money last year than the woke Strange World. And other than Strange World in Amsterdam, Lightyear was last year's biggest money loser. According to the detailed analysis to far-left Deadline, after everything is totaled up from the box office to home video, Lightyear lost $106 million. And Strange World lost a whopping $152 million. Yes, the sickos at Disney are so desperate to sexualize your children, they're willing to lose more than a quarter billion with their B dollars. Both those films were based on homosexual plot lines. Lightyear is part of the infallible, until now, Toy Story franchise. Well, Bud Light went through the same thing. Hallelujah, thank God. The way people are going to feel it, it's in the wallet. Maybe they can afford to lose $250 million. Maybe Bud Light can afford to lose more than that. I don't know. But until people stand up and make a comment, not just what they say, but what they buy, something to think about. What do you think, Melody?
Oh, yeah. It's just another sign that, you know, sign of our decay in society.
Yes, it is.
And there's no changing it.
There's no, the moral compass has been moved. Even to what it was. The Bible calls it a plumb line in Hosea, because that God said, I put a plumb line among you, I'm leaving. This is a plumb line. You go off of it, it's your fault. This is a plumb line. This is what I want, this is what my law says, this is what you should be. You leave the plumb line, and pretty soon, Melody, when you get off far enough, you forget there was a plumb line. There's no way to get back on, because you don't even where it was. That's America today. Foreign nationals using Biden's migrant mobile app have 99% chance of being released into the U.S. They get a mobile app now, folks. Listen to this. More than 99% of foreign nationals scheduling appointments at the United States-Mexico border via President Joe Biden's migrant mobile app are being released into the nation's interior, report details. The mobile app, known as Customs and Border Protection, CBP-1, entices foreign nationals living in Mexico who are pregnant, mentally ill, elderly, disabled, homeless, or crime victims to schedule an appointment with agents at the border in the hopes of being released into Americans' communities. Foreign nationals in Mexico can submit their application for an appointment through the CBP, one app up to 14 days in advance, and then one app up to 14 days in advance, and then show up at one of the 8 ports of entry in Arizona, Texas, California for their appointment. A new report from Adam Shaw at Fox News reveals that more than 90% of the foreign nationals using this mobile app end up being released into the United States interior. A success rate that's staggering and often complicated asylum system. Now, I'm going to say this right up front, folks. I mentioned 3 states there that these borders are, that you're coming in on. That's Arizona, Texas, and California. California is a lost cause. But Texas and Arizona, it's your fault. It's your fault if you allow me in. It's your fault, states, not federal, state authorities. It's your fault that they're coming in. You have every right, morally and constitutionally even, to defend your state borders. Every right. You don't need permission from anybody. If you allow them in, it's your fault. Don't come crying to me. I don't want to hear it. The only sad part of it is it affects all of us. But your fault, Arizona and Texas, if you let them come in. That's just that easy, just that simple. I didn't stutter when I said it. You let them in, pay for it. Of course, we help pay for it also. Any comments, Melody?
Nope, I agree with you.
I mean, it's time to get ticked off and mean it. Armed Mexican migrant convicted in Canadian border human smuggling case. A Mexican man illegally present in the United States. Repeat that. A Mexican man illegally present in the United States. Present in the United States. He's illegal and he's here. Pleaded guilty in federal court to smuggling other Mexican migrants from Canada into New York. He also pleaded guilty to illegal possession of a firearm. How did he get to Canada, Melody? How did he get to Canada? Tell me how people who can't afford to even buy food get to Canada.
I know.
I mean,
same way. It's the same way that they crossed South America and Mexico.
Oh yeah, oh yeah, or come over from overseas somewhere. I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. Swanton Sector Chief Patrol Agent Robert Garcia tweeted photos of a revolver used by a Mexican national while smuggling other Mexican migrants from Canada to New York in February. The man pleaded guilty to the charges. U.S. Attorney's Office for the Northern District of New York announced that Ray Felix Rubio, a 30-year-old Mexican national, pleaded guilty to conspiracy to commit alien smuggling and unlawful possession of a firearm. Court records obtained by Breedbart, Texas, revealed that Burke Station Border Patrol agents were notified shortly after midnight on February 14th of an illegal migrant crossing near Chateauguay, New York. Surveillance cameras in the area observed a dark-colored mid-sized Jeep SUV driving in an area known for human smuggling. Agents responded to the area after another camera detected five people walking south from the Canadian border about a half mile from where the Jeep was spotted. The agents made a vehicle stop, and after finding the SUV and noticing multiple people inside. During the immigration interview, agents identified the driver as Felix Rubio, who admitted that he had illegally entered the United States in 2021, the criminal complaint states. The agents identified all five of the migrants and Mexican nationals who also admitted to illegally crossing the border that night. Wow. And now, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to even add to it. Why, Melody, why aren't American people upset? I mean, can't they put two and two together and know that if somebody can afford to get across the country into Canada, fly around it, whatever, to come back into country, are they hurting for money? And people can travel from Brazil to Mexico on foot, or by, they don't know on foot. They come up with cell phones. They come up with, you know, they give transportation to them coming up here up to the border. They cross in and we pay for it. What the American people overall are pretty complacent, aren't they?
Well, they are. Well, you got half of the population who thinks that hey, there's nothing wrong with people coming into this country, the poor people. We need them. They've been conditioned to believe that, you know, we need them to do the jobs that, you know, Americans don't want to do anymore.
I don't believe that anymore.
But people do. Half of the population does. I know they do. So that's how it happens. You know, because half of the population. And then you look to our politicians. You know, they're not going to do anything.
And it's so absolutely amazing. No, they're not. And in Texas and other states, oh, we're going to stop this. They ain't stopped it yet.
They haven't done anything.
They haven't done a thing yet. Now let's go back to Chicago. What do you say? Such a good place to be. It's a good place to be.
Okay.
Hundreds of teens caused fiery chaos in downtown Chicago as they torched cars and rampage organized on social media. Vastly outnumbered by police, managed just 15 arrests. A crowd of more than 100 rowdy teenagers turned violent in downtown Chicago on Saturday night as dozens torched and smashed cars were blaming music in a teen trend that left two with gunshot wounds. Shocking footage showed some teenagers jumping on top of a bus while others started a massive brawl after descending on Millennium Park and attempting to breach barricades. Gunshots rang out with some rounds striking two teenage boys, aged 16 and 17. The two youths were transported to nearby hospital in fair condition. A total of 15 people, 9 adults and 6 children, were arrested. Police said most of the charges were for reckless conduct, The 16-year-old boy was also charged with unlawful use of a weapon, and the firearm was recovered. An adult and a juvenile were also charged with possession of a stolen vehicle. Cars were also left vandalized near East Washington Street in the Windy City, including a Tesla, which was worth about $120,000. The huge gatherings in the street are being dubbed Teen Trends. Teen Trends, it's the latest fad, folks, Teen Trends, which extends invites to teenagers across the city. According to NBC News, on Saturday, an incident occurred a day after another teenage boy, 14, was shot in another gathering at 31st Avenue Beach. So they're called Teen Trends. And some of the people, I'm going to say, be nice, in Chicago, and authorities said, well, we really can't say anything about that. I mean, they're just teenagers. I mean, you know, they know what they're doing. Well, I know one thing for sure. My daddy would let my pants on fire if I'd done something like that, or if I even thought about it. So, yeah, they know what you're doing. And they've been perverted by the public fool system and everything else to do these things. So that the basis and the core of morality has been destroyed. It's not only affecting adults, folks. Children are getting involved now, too. Read about Sodom and Gomorrah sometime. Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible, everybody was taken out. Young, old, everybody, and including the animals. Why? Because the pollution of immorality had polluted the whole living, every living being in the city, in the cities. Same thing's happened to America. Melody?
No, I agree with you. That's what they attack. That's where they go, is the children.
Yes, it is. Yep. It truly is. We're running out of time so quickly here. I'll try to get one more in.
Okay.
France burns. Folks, in America, America's crumbling, but other nations are having a lot of problems of their own. We're going to talk about France, and maybe tomorrow get back in and talk about what's happening in Prague. I mean, and what's happening in the Czechoslovakia. It's happening everywhere. French President Macron signs pension reform into law as Paris burns, or Paris riots. French President Emmanuel Macron has signed his pension reform bill into law after riots once again broke out on the streets of Paris. Controversial pension reforms drawn up by the French government have finally been signed into law by President Emmanuel Macron, despite the riots breaking out in Paris and beyond on Thursday and Friday. Protests have been hoping that the country's constitutional court would shoot the legislation down or force it to go to referendum, with many arguing that the nature of the bill breached the French constitution. However, according to a French report by Le Figaro, the legal body ruled that the vast majority of points contained in the law were indeed constitutional. Seemingly unperturbed by the violence, Macron quickly proceeded to make a bill official, signing reforms in the law on early Saturday morning. Despite reforms now officially being in the law of the land, in France, trade unions in the country have vowed to keep opposing legislation, seemingly convinced that they can still push for the changes to be withdrawn. It's not over, one of the major unions involved in regular mass protests declared. The organization claiming that pulling legislation would be the only way for the government to calm the anger in France. Yeah, this ain't over, folks, by any means. And very quickly, thousands of anti-government protesters rally in Prague against soaring inflation and support for the Ukraine war. I want to get in all that right out of time. But the crowds are shouting, resign to the government, resign, resign, the protesters chanted. We're here to stand by our country. So these people are angry over inflation, which is really low compared to a lot of places. Truly, really, truly, truly low. But they're fed up with that. And the Czechoslovakia's support for Ukraine, knowing that the war is being pushed by NATO to fight Russia. That's what it's all about. So they're everywhere, the people are getting up in arms. Melody, you go ahead.
1-800-375-4188. We'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.